right, we are joined by Adam Dedrick of the Municipality of Shelburne's Recreation Department to talk about the Community Hero Challenge that they have been doing. This is week four of it. Adam, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Now, this is the last week for the Community Hero Challenge. And before we get any further, I just want to say a huge congratulations. This was a great program.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, it actually, I think, surpassed our what we thought we'd get for a response. So it worked out really well in the end. We're very happy.
So this past week, you got something like 10 more nominations?
We did. We got, you know, nominations, but several of those were for, you know, various groups or organizations, which have lots of individuals and involved. So, you know, it equates to more than 10 people, that's for sure.
Yeah, no question about it. And as these came in through the 4 weeks, you kind of built them up and you would, it's just a draw. Everybody who was nominated deserves the nomination and they're all community heroes, right?
Exactly, yes. And the winners is simply a draw, but everyone is very deserving, especially of recognition.
Okay, so let's talk about our winners. Let's start off with the Essential Worker winner, which is a whole group of people.
Yeah, so we have, for the Essential one, we have the Shelburne EHS. So the nominator, it said that, you know, they're working in a situation, or walking into situations that they need to make life and death decisions, all the while worrying about being infected themselves. So they're truly selfless heroes.
Yeah, no question about it. What's next?
So for our Vitality Endurance category, the individual is Therese Cruz. She actually was nominated by someone for hosting an international student. You know, so this student is has traveled here for an experience, and they're away from home, and she's, you know, taking them into her home to, you know, trying to keep them safe and engaged and busy during this time when they're away.
Oh, that's amazing. And community spirit.
Community Spirit is the Ladies Auxiliary for the Shelburne Volunteer Fire Department. The you know, the nominator basically thanked them for all they do to take care of the folks and keep them safe, you know, because they're staying busy too during this time to help out wherever they can in the community.
Excellent stuff. Okay, so what do they all win?
So for being a draw winner, we're going to give them a gift certificate to a local business for a value of $50, which we will determine, you know, later on. But right now they've been, you know, they win that. And as businesses kind of get up back and running and things move forward, we'll make sure they get those ones from those different businesses.
Right on. So, Adam, it has been an absolute pleasure talking to you every week for the last four. Thanks a lot for everything you've done as part of this. Is there anything more in the future with the Municipality of Shelburne? Are you planning to do anything more?
We kind of take it like a week-by-week basis, you know, to navigate what's happening and what we've already been doing and then the engagement level. So we're kind of always planning things. It just depends on, you know, what's happening now and then. And so there may be. It always depends on what's where we're at and what's happening. But there probably will be some more things coming through. So
excellent. Thanks a lot, Adam. It's been a pleasure.
All right, thank you for having us.
It's been great. Thanks a lot. That's Adam Dedrick from the Municipality of Shelburne, week four of their Community Heroes Initiative.